Hey everyone. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of real talk about mental health. I'm Sienna Cruz, your host, here to chat with you about all things depression, anxiety, and that roller coaster ride we call life. Today's topic is super important, especially because we spend so much time in our homes, is creating a home environment that fosters good mental health. Ever walk into your space and feel instantly calmer? Or maybe the opposite? You know that feeling when your surroundings just add to the stress? Well, guess what? We can totally change that. Think about it. Your home is your sanctuary, right? It should be a place where you feel safe, relaxed, and ready to recharge. But sometimes, our homes can become sources of stress instead of comfort. Clutter, noise, uncomfortable furniture, these things can all negatively impact our mental well-being. So how do we turn our houses into havens of peace? Here are 5 key takeaways that'll help you create a home environment that truly supports your mental health. First up, declutter. I know it sounds basic, but seriously, clutter can mess with our minds. Ever notice how a messy room seems to amplify feelings of anxiety or overwhelm? It's because visual chaos creates mental chaos too. Take some time each week to tidy up, donate things you don't need, and create clean, organized spaces. It'll make a huge difference in how you feel. Second, let there be light. Natural light is your friend. Open those curtains, let the sun shine in. Sunlight does wonders for our mood and energy levels. It helps regulate our sleep-wake cycle and even boosts vitamin D production, which plays a role in mental well-being. When you can't get enough natural light, use lamps to create a warm and inviting atmosphere. Third, sound is everything. Think about the sounds around you. Are they calming or jarring? You know that feeling when you're trying to relax, but there's construction happening outside? Not so relaxing. Create a peaceful soundscape in your home with soothing music, nature sounds, or even white noise. This can help block out distracting noises and create a more serene environment. Fourth, personalize your space. Make your home feel like you. Surround yourself with things that bring you joy, pictures, art, plants, cozy blankets, whatever speaks to your soul. When your surroundings reflect your personality and interests, it creates a sense of belonging and comfort. Finally, don't forget the scents. Smell is such a powerful trigger for emotions and memories. Choose calming or uplifting scents for your home through essential oils, candles, or diffusers. Lavender is known for its relaxing properties, while citrus scents can be energizing. Find what works best for you to create a sensory experience that supports your mental well-being. Let me tell you a quick story about this. My friend Sarah was dealing with some major stress at work and it was spilling over into her life. Her apartment was always messy, the lights were dim, and she had this habit of blasting loud music all day, not exactly a recipe for relaxation. But then, she decided to try out some of these tips. She decluttered, added plants and soft lighting, started using calming essential oils, and even hung up some pictures that made her smile. And guess what? Her apartment transformed into this peaceful oasis, and she actually started feeling less stressed. It was amazing to see how simply changing her environment made such a difference in her overall well-being. So remember, you've got the power to create a home environment that supports your mental health. It's about making small changes that add up to big impact, decluttering, letting in more light, creating a calming soundscape, personalizing your space with things you love, and even using scents to enhance your mood. Don't underestimate the power of your surroundings. Your home should be a place where you can truly recharge and feel your best. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one thing you're going to do today to make your home a little more inviting? Share your thoughts in the comments below. Let's inspire each other. And don't forget to subscribe to Surviving and Thriving in Depression for daily doses of motivation and real talk about mental health. See you tomorrow for another episode.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.